Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samuels.
I was challenged recently through the work of political philosopher Hannah Arendt to consider hope as something that is negative to people because it is a fundamentally passive thing where one looks to the future for some sort of help and renders the person helpless and thus less inclined or even incapable of acting against injustice and evil. When things are bad, people are fearful of action, especially resistance, because of the possible consequences, and look to the future with hope and become paralyzed into inaction, which makes matters worse. The Polish writer Tadeusz Borowski, in his This Way for the Gas, Ladies and Gentlemen, wrote about his experiences in Auschwitz and Dachau, quote, "Never before in the history of mankind has hope been stronger than man, but never also has it done so much harm as it has in this war, in this concentration camp. We were never taught how to give up hope, and this is why today we perish in gas chambers." End of quote. Hope is the comforter of those with resources, but if you have nothing and are ruined, then you will see how hopeless is hope, were the sentiments of the 5th century BC historian Thucydides. And by the end of the article, I was, as I said, challenged by this perspective on hope. Challenged because I could sense that there was truth here, and I understood the logic in the argument, but challenged also because, spiritually, I disagreed that hope is something fundamentally passive. The optimism that hopes for someone else to rescue me or somehow make things better. I recalled the European Lutheran Conference earlier this year, sharing hope in times of fear, and which also wrestled with hope. And I recalled what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 5. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." I would like an easy life, just like everyone else. And if there's a problem, yes, a quick fix would be nice. Perhaps I do wait on the Lord more than I should and put off something I should do today. Who can tell? And I am certainly not living through what Borowski went through, but my view about living with Jesus is that I am not absolved of my responsibility to act, to live, to serve those around me, to be accountable, precisely because I have hope. Christian hope secures my future in Christ because he has secured it. And because it is secure, I then can face the days empowered to act. And the days at this time of the year are liminal. There are endings and new beginnings. The church year has concluded with its messages of the saints in heaven, the judgment, that Christians have no need to fear because of Jesus' rescue, and the glory of Christ the King's reappearance, and the new church year, beginning with the season of Advent, and one of its colours is blue, to bring to mind, I expect, the sky, but definitely also hope. What will this new church year bring? How will we live? Whatever the answers might be, Christians can have confidence because their future is secure, no matter the circumstances, pandemic, global crisis, personal joys or sorrows, peace or war. We can live as we've always lived, following Jesus and wanting to serve those around us in those circumstances. How? I've no idea as to the specifics of each day, but I have hope. And hope is fundamentally activity. God's first for me, and me second for those around me, so that we can follow Jesus always. Let us pray. Jesus, Son of God, you have promised to return at a time that no one knows. Keep us watchful in prayer and strong in faith and confident in hope as we wait for you to come. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.